Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And welcome to First Strike, First Look right here on VSiN. I'm your host, Dave Ross. And right now I'm going to break down everything on First Strike before we get to Saturday's main event between Alexander Rakic and Jan Błachowicz. On First Look here on a Tuesday, we're going to take a look ahead here 4 days in advance of that main event. Who better to do that with than Reed Kuhn? He's the man with the models, and you can follow him on Twitter as I do, at Fightnomics. He's the author of a book of the same title, Fightnomics. Reed, great to have you back in the program. I wonder how things shook out at UFC 274. I was off on a couple of those title bouts there, and I think a lesson for a lot of people out there maybe new to this space is, when it goes to the judges, I mean, you better take a deep breath because you really don't know. And I think that's why Dana White stresses never put it in the hands of the judges.
Yeah, absolutely. And we looked at, I believe it was 9 decisions. 4 of them were split decisions. So you think about that. These are trained judges. They're watching the same 2 guys or 2 gals fight for 5 minutes. And they still can't agree on who won that round. Now, it only takes 1 round of split to cause a split fight. But if you actually look at the round per round disagreement in my book, I actually looked at that because it's even more often than the fights being a split decision. You actually have disagreement at the round level in the majority of all fights. So if you take that knowledge and bank on it, you realize there's no such thing as a lock, especially in the smaller weight classes where guys might cancel each other out. There's nothing definitive happening. No one's getting finished. When it goes to the cards, you have to expect that there will be some disagreement between the judges.
No question about it. We saw a couple on display at UFC 274, and of course, even the week before with Andrei Arlovsky. So again, we're going to give you the best knowledge that we can give you before you make those wagers. And nobody does it better than Reed Kuhn. So let's look ahead to Błachowicz against Rakic here, the light heavyweight division here. Błachowicz, of course, the former champion. Rakic, the fast riser. And I don't know if this is going to be a surprise when you put in the information on the models, but Rakic, a solid favorite we're seeing right now at almost $1.90. Błachowicz here about +160 in the comeback. I'm sure you've got good numbers on Błachowicz. Do you have enough on Rakic to feel confident in maybe a lean here on a Tuesday?
No, I think my original lean here is Rakic. And yeah, his price is inflated a little bit, so I do need to keep an eye on that and reevaluate things once the dust settles after weigh-ins on Friday. But I don't expect it to flip. I think it just affects how big I'm going to go. I think early on at that line, when he was closer to -150, that was a pretty strong play for me. I really did see value on Rakic. We've seen him against heavy hitters, dangerous guys. He's gotten past them. He has a very good knockdown rate, superior to that of Błachowicz. He has the youth on his side, and he also has more of a ground game. And so we saw Błachowicz ragdoll Izzy Adesanya on the ground, but there was like such a huge weight discrepancy there. It's almost a meaningless fight. I'm even giving Błachowicz the benefit of the doubt by including those numbers in this modeling run. So even though that fight might be padding his stats a little bit, so regardless of that, I see Rakic here as the safer play. I'm not surprised he's the favorite. 9 years younger, he just looks like the fresher talent. I think Rakic is the kind of guy who's going to challenge for a title very soon.
It feels like he is one of those guys here in the light heavyweight division they'd like to see. And this would be a big win in his cap if he can get it over the former champion and a respected one in that of Jan Błachowicz. I'm seeing here, and obviously you do totals now as well. The over 3.5 rounds, slightly juiced at minus $1.35. The under 3.5 plus $1.05. Are you seeing any signs of a potential stoppage before we get midway through that fourth round?
I haven't analyzed that yet from a quantitative standpoint, but I think what that's telling us is, first of all, you have to acknowledge how tough Blachowicz is. Even though he is one of the older guys in the division, the guy has been pretty stout. He's only been cleanly dropped once. Now you would expect that number to go up with time, especially as he hits 40. You're not going to be able to take punches the same way. But so far, the guy has been really durable, surprisingly durable. And you might see Rakic choose to turn this into a wrestling match or pushing up against the fence, and that stretches fights out. So even though these are light heavyweights, and you know historically those they're more likely to finish inside the distance than the lower weight classes, I think the markets are respecting both the durability and probably the strategy of Rakic that might stretch this fight into the later rounds.
Reed, let's stay in the light heavyweight division, get to Ryan Superman Span against Ian Kutalaba here. Kutalaba, a big favorite in this one right now. About a minus 220, I'm seeing Ryan Span, a plus $1.80. Do you think this is priced correctly from what the numbers show?
This is another one where I was on the side of the favorite early on when I actually ran this agnostic of odds pretty early, and the models came out strongly in favor of Kutalaba. So now we're in a situation where we actually have the market odds. They're steeper than I expected. I'm a little surprised that he's this big of a favorite. Now, the numbers do like him, but there are some more red flags in this matchup than in the main event. And that is because Superman Span, first of all, he's going to be a much bigger fighter, bigger, rangier fighter. He's going to have the reach advantage. His knockdown rate is right now really, really high. Now, it may not stay there through his career because he still doesn't have a ton of minutes, about half that of Kutalaba. But his knockdown rate right now is extraordinarily high, and that's a red flag. But it's a more of a red flag because Kutalaba likes to brawl. The guy's head strength defense is very poor. He's willing to take punches. It's not that his chin is bad. He's only been dropped twice. But just the willingness to get hit against someone who hits that hard and has a range advantage, that is some – I got to be cautious there. So I'm going to be looking at the prices on Friday. This one I see is a little bit riskier than Rakic for that reason, but I still initially was on the side of Kutalaba as the favorite.
And I think your model support too, why the under right now is juiced at a round and a half to $1.40, the over round and a half right now plus 110. So people are picking up what you're putting down in your models are showing here, that maybe somebody could go out a little bit quicker, in this fight. Let's go down several weight classes here to get to Davey Boy Grant against Lee Smolka. And when you look at this fight here in the bantamweight division, Smolka right now plus 230 and Davey Grant almost a $3 favorite. Do the numbers support that big a favorite for Grant?
Yeah, here I can say no. the models see this as much closer than the market. I think in this case, I'm going to be probably looking for the underdog. Smolka has been around a while, and his numbers are, I don't think they accurately describe how like squirrely this guy is on the ground. I don't know if there's a metric for that. But he does have a lot of submission attempts, or at least a high rate of submission attempts. He's willing to fight on the ground, more willing to fight on the ground than Davey Grant is. And his striking metrics are pretty good. So I think he stacks up pretty well against Grant. I see this as more of a coin flip than anything else. And if that's the case, if these odds hold, I think the value will be on Smolka for the upset.
And how about this? The under right now, 2.5 rounds in this potential 3-round matchup, the under 2.5 minus $1.70. So you mentioned Smolka going for finishes. If he gets one here, again, the over 2.5 rounds is plus money at plus $1.40. So again, I think most people believing that this fight will not see the scorecards, which might be a good thing after some of these decisions we've been talking about here, Reed. Let's talk about the ladies here in the flyweight division. Whenever you have Caitlin Chookagian on a card, you kind of pencil in that this one's going to go to the cards against Amanda Ribas. And right now, Ribas plus $1.50 in the comeback. Chookagian, a solid favorite at minus $1.70. But again, when I look at the over-under here, how about this? Over 2.5 here, Reed, minus 265. If you think somehow one woman's going to get the stoppage, under 2.5 plus $2. Do you support here that big over number here that this fight, again, will go the decision? Because Chookagian, quite frankly, feels like a decision fighter.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do see this as a pretty close matchup. On paper, when I line up the performance metrics, Rivas actually looks pretty good. And if I were to ignore the size discrepancy and the weight class discrepancy, I would be led to thinking, all right, this is closer to a coin flip. Once again, I'm going to go with the plus money. I'm going to take Rivas. But there's a big red flag in this matchup, which is Chookagian being much bigger, like huge. And this came into effect in her, the last time she fought. I think I called that out. You know, she was fighting someone with very similar metrics. It looked even, but then once they got in the cage, it looked like people in different weight classes. And this fight with Rivas, she's been at flyweight, but her last two fights, I think, were at strawweight, and now she's moving up again. So this is going to be a flyweight. So I do think Rivas is going to be undersized, and that's a problem. When it comes to establishing range and just staying busy, finding your mark, it makes it hard. It makes it hard when you're basically in an uphill battle against someone who is punching downhill. So I'm not sure I'm going to make as big a play on this as I might have otherwise if they were in the same division and these things were canceling out. Rivas does look good on paper, and Chookagian just keeps winning. So this might cancel out. This might be a pass for me. We'll see. I'll have to see where the prices land. But Chookagian, yeah, she causes problems, and her size is a big part of that.
Hey, good point, Reed, because again, the 125-pound flyweight limit here, Chookagian will be the bigger woman in the octagon on Saturday night against Amanda Rivas. Again, talking with Reed Kuhn here, First Strike, First Look, as we look ahead to Saturday night's matchups here. And when you look at the card, you see Viviane Araújo against Andrea Lee. You see the ageless Michael Johnson against Alan Patrick on this card. Angela Hill is back in the octagon as well. Reed, are any of those three fights that intrigue you metrics-wise, or is there another fight that really stands out to you that says, you know what, we've seen a distinct advantage with these numbers?
Yeah, I think the one that stands out the most is probably Verna versus Angela Hill. There's a pretty big discrepancy in the use of wrestling, and when it comes to the stand-up, they match up pretty well. Verna is actually a few years younger, but her striking metrics in terms of pace and control are very similar. So I don't think either one of them is going to have a huge advantage there. I do think that Verna's dependence on her wrestling is going to play a role here, and that could decide this fight. So that is one where I'm going to be looking for the action on Verna. In terms of Alan Patrick and Michael Johnson, that one is a super close matchup. I do give the wrestling lean, at least in terms of MMA wrestling, to Patrick, which is surprising. Michael Johnson does have a wrestling background, but Alan Patrick has just used it way, way more. And so if anything, I might lean Patrick there because his striking probably doesn't stand up to that of Michael Johnson. And the other one you mentioned, let's see, Andrea Lee versus
Araújo.
Yeah, that one is a true pass for me. This card, of any of them where even the models just cannot figure out an angle, that's probably one. Now, understandably, the market is also pretty well split. It's a pretty tight line. But that one I don't have a strong lean on.
Yeah, you mentioned with Angela Hill, she's plus $1.45 right now against Verna, minus $1.65. Michael Johnson is the favorite right now against Alan Patrick, so plus money there on Patrick. If the number's showing that side here, maybe closer to a pick'em fight, he is a plus $1.30. Araújo right now and Andrea Lee, pretty tight, as you mentioned. That's why maybe the numbers are not showing a clear advantage there. Andrea Lee, a small favorite, $1.15. Araújo, minus $1.05. Hey, Reed, always appreciate your time, man. You do a great job. We really appreciate you each and every week on First Strike, and certainly here on First Strike First Look. Follow him on Twitter, as I do, at Fightnomics. And Reed, again, appreciate your time and the information. We'll catch up again with you next week.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
There he is, everybody. Reed Kuhn, thanks for watching and listening. Don't forget, we're back with a full hour on Friday for First Strike right here on VSiN.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.